Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
John Dickinson, what'd you think of the ball game tonight?
Well, I thought it was entertaining, that's for sure. You know,
yeah.
Back and forth, there were a lot of runs in the game. You know, 21-5 run, and it seemed like that would lead to an 8-0 run going the other way, and then an 8-2 run going back the other way in that first quarter, or in that first half, rather. So back and forth, I think a lot of offense early in the game and in that first half as well, and the Warriors, you know, kind of found their legs a little bit in the third quarter, and Klay Thompson got hot. They were able to get a little bit of a lead. And then I think they did look a little bit tired down the stretch of the game once the Bucks made their final push. But I think, you know, the defense really wasn't there for the most part throughout the entire night. But you could make a case that the defense won them the game in the final few minutes because the Bucks had a hard time not only getting a shot, but getting a good shot, aside from that dunk that they missed in transition when they had a chance to tie the game. But other than that, the Warriors defensively, I thought, won the game down the stretch. And offensively, it was surprising. Once it got close, it looked like they didn't know where they wanted to go, playing in their closest game of the season in the three-point win, their smallest margin of victory.
Yeah, the shot that I remember, obviously, was a Kevin Durant top-of-the-circle jumper that missed. It was mostly an isolation play. And that's the one thing I think is going to be interesting to watch. The games that the Warriors are in that are close, how do they handle the last minute or two in terms of possessions? And tonight, They missed, you know, KD missed the three. They had a couple turnovers. Curry then missed the three. Green had a shot blocked at the rim by Giannis. And so they didn't really execute offensively the last 2 minutes of the game, at least tonight.
No, and I think that what they may need to do, I actually thought they needed to go maybe to that Durant ISO a little bit more, just because it's something – it's just a possession you can go to almost to rest here and there, you know, especially on a back-to-back and the legs are going away a little bit. I think, you know, Durant is comfortable in that position, and it's essentially what he's done for his entire career with the Thunder late in games is take that shot, you know, that two from the free throw line extended out to the top of the key in that isolation type of situation. So I think that's something the Warriors can go to, maybe run some movement, you know, to get into that, but it winds up being a situation where he gets the ball in that spot just to calm it down. But I thought it was a little odd that the Warriors looked so unsure of where they wanted to go. You know, Steph Curry wasn't having a great shooting night. Klay Thompson was hot, but Thompson's baskets, a lot of them were coming, you know, they were coming off of the pass from the other side, and the defense would get shifted, and he'd wind up getting the ball back and be wide open. More of a faster-paced half-court offense at that point with the ball zipping around. It's hard to do that late in the game.
Yeah, I know.
When it's a tight game. The defense just doesn't allow it. So I think maybe more a Curry one-on-one or a Curry-Durant pick-and-roll or something like that where it's those two guys who can get their own shot better than anybody else trying to make the play or take the shot.
This is the third game in a row now where the Bucks have really given the Warriors all they can handle. From your perspective, why do you think that is?
It's an odd one. I don't think they're nearly as talented, and you see a lot of that tonight on Twitter. I think sometimes, you know, because the Warriors are so good, we try it, and we're all guilty of this. I mean, I think we do it too. Because the Warriors are so good that whenever we see a team kind of hang with them, we tend to think, boy, that team's good. Or you look at their record and you go, why are they not better?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reality is that the Bucks don't hit, you know, 10 threes and shoot 50% from three on a lot of nights. They really don't have a lot of shooting at all. But the one thing that they do have is athleticism. And Giannis is a tremendous athlete. Jabari Parker has given the Warriors problems. You know, he can kind of score inside and outside a little bit. He plays with force. You know, I think they've got some longer players. But I think you look at Tony Snell and Matthew Dellavedova, they go for 10 and 9. They each shoot the ball 4-for-7 from the floor. And on a lot of nights, the Bucks don't get that kind of contribution from those two players. So I think it's a case where the length, the athleticism bothers the Warriors. For whatever reason, they've made shots against the Warriors that they don't make against other teams. And that's why it's been one of those funny matchups. But as far as the Bucks and why are they not better? Well, they're not better because they really aren't that good. So let's, you know, they got a couple of nice pieces in Parker and Giannis Antetokounmpo. But other than that, there really isn't a whole hell of a lot there.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think the injury to Chris Middleton hurts him because he's a bona fide two. Nice player, not a superstar, but pretty solid. And you input him into the lineup, and I think you do see a little more. But I think this team, you know, I do like Giannis and I like Jabari Parker. I mean, they're both 21 years old. They got to feel like they've got a little bit of a future in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they need guard play. I mean, they kind of remind me a little bit of the Utah Jazz in the sense that, you know, if they had a point guard, if they had a, you know, it's easy to say because we see the guy on an every night basis. But if they had a Klay Thompson, you know, with those other two guys, you know, then you'd have something. You know, a guy
right.
could knock down some shots, or if they had a creator at the point guard position, even a guy like a George Hill, who's a guy that Utah's been able to pick up and throw into the mix, and he was able to play, you know, very well and enhance that club. All of a sudden, they look like they're a level better in the Western Conference. So I'm with you on those two players. I'm with you on Middleton. It's easy to forget about him when he's not playing, but I also think that I just don't see a lot there other than that from that team. But the length and the athleticism bothers the Warriors. I think the second night of a back-to-back coming from Boston, clearly, you know, they didn't have their legs for the entire night. But I think Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson kind of saved them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Durant was outstanding. And I think that's what it comes down to with this team. You know, if two of those three guys, and I'm talking about Curry and Thompson, if two of those three guys are on and efficient, the Warriors are going to be tough to beat.
Right.
If all three of them are, you got no chance. And then you mix in Draymond Green and his defense, and Draymond Green had the defensive play of the game with the deflection to Klay Thompson on the inbounds pass with the Bucks trying to tie the game. So they had the defensive component late. They had Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant playing outstanding and efficient. And boy, Durant's just terrific. I mean, on a night-in, night-out basis, seeing him, and just how effortless his game is. You know, we know he's a top five player in the league, top three player in the league. He might be the best player in the league right now at this second. But watching him every night, my goodness, I mean, he's better than I thought he was, and I already thought he was really good.
Hey, JD, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, sounds good, Matt. Take it easy, buddy.
All right, that's
hey, enjoy the off day tomorrow.
I will. All right. Hey, thanks for thinking of me. That's my main man, John Dickinson, talking some Warriors.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.